Esther. You know what to do, just listen to Esther. Safe, positive, and fun. It's Esther Club.
Hello, and welcome to Esther Club.
Hi.
You might be wondering what you're looking at. Is that Christina Aguilera and her gay hairdresser? Now, that's a... Now I just realized, is that offensive? That's an inside joke we have. Can you explain?
Yeah, I actually prefer her to exclusively refer to me as her gay hairdresser.
We,
above friend, above human, quite frankly. I want to be... And not hairstylist, hairdresser.
So today we have Clayton.
Why are you acting normal when you look like this right now?
What do you? How
you're
am
acting
I?
Very
what am I calm. Supposed to do?
Well, like, something to that. She did a lot of like. Remember, she used to like push her hand under her nose. Yeah, like
oh,
that.
Yeah,
which isn't really COVID safe, but it's cute.
This is a podcast. This is not a music video. And I may be dressed.
I'm actually gonna leave because I was under the. I did not practice my boom cat routines. Don't pull the wig down.
Oh, sorry. Was that really bad?
No, it's fine.
So Clayton is a celebrity hairstylist, and he's also one of my good friends, and he's here to do the podcast today. Now, it's awkward, right? Because I'm not in my mask, and he is, so it makes me look like I'm the bad person, and that's the position he's put me in.
Yeah. I actually went and got tested right before I came here. Esther just got tested, too. But
he's used to his face in the mask.
See, the thing is, I look... better in a mask. And that's my truth, is that I look better in a mask.
We all do.
No, that's not true. Some people have got a wonky eye.
You know what's scaring me?
Uh-oh.
I look a little bit like the year 2020 version of Britney Spears.
don't, let's not joke about that, Esther. Like, that is where I draw the line.
It's not funny. Can I do this?
Yeah, you can push it down a little bit.
Okay, so this is Esther Club. Today we have a guest, and don't worry, everything's going to be the same, except a few of the external things.
Do you normally not have a guest?
No, normally I don't, but the last few episodes I've had a guest, but this is still...
Okay, I'll be quiet and let you do your thing, I guess.
No, participate.
Okay, great, I'll participate then.
So, but first we have announcements.
Okay.
I'm a stand-up comedian. I have a stand-up special, and it's available for free on cc.com. It's called Hot for My Name. 2, I have a celebrity scam text number, 847-648-9098. Text me questions and concerns for this podcast. It's free. It's not really a scam. And then I have merch, sleepoverbyesther.com. See what's left there. Maybe nothing at this point, but if you want to see. And let's get into the segments.
Great. Let's get into the segment.
Do you have any announcements?
Do I have any announcements? Esther has a special. It's available. And no, I don't have any announcements.
How's your pandemic going?
It's good now. I'm like fully booked and blessed and back to work. That is honestly why I keep my mask on, is because I am going to work. Like, I'm working 7 days a week, basically.
Yeah,
and
wow.
I get tested a few times a week. And
what do you do for work?
What do I do for work? Well, you know that I work at Arby's, and I do hair.
I love
you know that I've never been to Arby's.
Really? I actually don't love Arby's, but you made me think of working at Johnny Rockets, and I was like, oh, I love...
It's so different things. One's a restaurant, and one's a fast food roast beef place.
I didn't work at a fast food place. I worked at a 1950s themed restaurant, and that's what I thought about when you said you worked at Arby's.
Well, but you know where I actually did work?
Where?
The counter.
You did?
Yeah.
That's like the closest thing to Johnny Rockets.
Hello, I worked at the counter.
What? So the counter is a Los Angeles
based? No, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
We didn't have them in Chicago, but the counter is a burger.
Build your own burger.
Bar.
It's like a fancy Fuddruckers.
Yes. Which location did you work at?
I worked at the one on Laurel Canyon in, I want to say, like 2010.
You mean Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, I spilled hot chili on a pregnant woman, and we both cried so hard. And I would have my own... I feel like you'll stop pushing the wig down.
Why?
I don't like it. That's not... Like, do you ever... When you see, like, Nicki Minaj, when you see Cardi, when you see Gaga, when you see these queens wearing wigs...
I'm listening.
Do you ever see them touching it, pulling it around? They sit there and let it just rest on their head as it is, and they dare you to look at it. and make adjustments.
I'm doing the pouty face that Tyra Banks taught me to make. Do you know about that?
I know that you've told me about it a bunch of times.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, but I'm always down to hear it.
Okay, well, I'll tell the listeners that I met Tyra Banks, and I was a bold young lad, and I said, Tyra, make me prettier. What do I do? And she's like, give me your phone. Let me see all your pictures of yourself. She looked through my phone, and she said, just relax your jaw in photos. Does it work?
I think it works. And by the way, can we talk about the photo shoot that we just did?
Yeah.
It's very good. Can't wait for you to see it. That's all I have to say. But let me say one thing about the counter before we move on. Because this is something so gross, I know that only Esther will appreciate.
Thank you.
So after the chili incident, they put me behind the bar because they didn't want me spilling stuff on people anymore. And because it wasn't an isolated incident, I'm just going to be honest. And
oh, so you were bad, kind of?
Horrible. And the other servers also would be like, during the meetings, they'd be like, Clay intentionally walks so slow in front of me. I know he's doing it to upset me. And it's like, I really wasn't. I was just slow and in my own world. But here's what I would do when I was behind the bar. I made all the milkshakes. And I would intentionally add like an extra scoop, make them too big. And then when it would be like, oh no, it's too big to pour into the glass, I had my own giant that I brought from home thermos. And I would fill up like 2 inch by 2 inch until by the end of it, it was like this layer cake of different flavored milkshakes that I would drink on my ride home.
Do you know that literally Johnny Rockets, we made our own milkshakes, but all the kitchen staff would be like, Esther, you know, these are very fattening for how many, the kitchen staff would be like, these are bad for you. Cause I was drinking them so much.
Uh-huh.
And there's an episode of Alone Together where I'm a dancing waitress at a 1950s themed diner. Mm-hmm. And I believe the storyline is that I get fired for stealing.
What do you mean you believe? You don't remember?
Milkshakes. It was too.
It's not like you were on like Suddenly Susan in 1997 and you're trying to like look back. Like what happened on the episode of MASH? Babe, it was last year.
Okay. So, and just so all the Esther, because Esther Club listeners.
Oh God, Esther Club, they hate me, don't they?
No, they don't. Oh God. Esther Club knows me, and I just want you guys to know, Clay knows me. Like, Clay is in, he knows what my family knows, he knows what you guys know. Clayton is, like, on the inside track.
I should hope so, we're friends. You think that these people know you better than your friends?
Oh, of course. Oh, okay. Most friends, but you know.
I know, I sadly do know.
You know the truth.
Yeah.
So, okay, the first segment that we like to do on this show, Clayton, I would love for you to participate in, is the full body scan. So the full body scan is where together, but separately, we're going to both just kind of like get in tune with our body, go from head to toe. What are you feeling? What do you notice? What do you need? I'll like just go as, just say it out loud as you go. For me, obviously there's a wig on my head, so that's really like stealing the thunder. And
call it a unit.
And I just, what?
Call it a unit.
It's a unit.
Uh-huh.
So there's a unit of hair on my head, and it's just kind of weighing me down a little. But actually, I worked out today, and so my neck is not bothering me at all because I use the Theragun on my shoulders. So I'm like kind of loosey-goosey. I feel like there's stuff in my teeth, so that's attractive. But that's part of the full body scan. How are you?
I feel really good and healthy in my body. I love being in my body.
What?
Most of the time, yeah. I feel pretty good and healthy.
You don't have any pains or awarenesses.
Are you wanting me to bring up my feet?
If you want, you don't have to.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so going down, I feel, my stomach feels totally fine. Hips feel fine for the moment because I stretched a lot today. And that's it. Everything is scanning up normal.
Yeah, my scan feels pretty good too. I feel a little bit hungry, but like, I like feeling a little bit hungry because I'm like, oh, I'm going to really enjoy when I eat later.
Right, because it's like, you know what you're entitled to.
And I also don't often feel hunger because I tend to sort of, graze as a,
I love at like 4 or 5 o'clock realizing that I'm entitled to a big dinner.
Well, that's, you and I are different about that because you know what time I like to have dinner.
So weird. Tell us.
I like to have my dinner between 9:30 and 10 o'clock every night. And I have a proper sit down, we set the table dinner.
Why do you do it that late?
That's just when we do it. Because I'm working. I'll go for a run when it cools down a little bit. So I'll go for a run at 7. By the time I get home, it's 8:30. I want to shower. My partner, I don't know why I called him my partner, but I don't want to say boyfriend because I could have met him a week ago. He's my boyfriend. My boyfriend of like 8 years. He makes dinner also. I've never made dinner. I made dinner like twice in the past 5 years. So we're going by his clock. I can't say, is dinner ready yet? It's like, when dinner's ready, I'll have dinner and I'll appreciate it.
Why does he make it for that later time? What's up with that? What's his deal?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He'll start, it takes him like an hour to make dinner. You know, he's not just like throwing things in. We don't own a microwave. So.
Oh, that's a brag?
Yeah. It is a brag.
Oh, what are you, our microwave, Petro?
Well, also our microwave did break. That's also, that's the part, that's the prequel that didn't get like released.
I didn't have a microwave for like a year.
And how cool did you feel? Admit that you felt like earthy and more close to like a spiritual being.
No, I was like, yeah, I don't have a microwave, so.
It's the most fun thing to tell people.
I know, but now I'm done with that shit because I eat Amy's frozen meals for most of my meals, so I need a microwave.
What do you eat from Amy's?
The enchilada with rice and beans.
That's classic. I have that in the freezer and I've had it there for years. I think it's probably bad. You want me to bring it next time?
I'm so happy you know that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's, because I literally, like, that's like from high school to age 32. I'm eating that consistently.
I've never had it. It's been in the freezer a while. And it's gluten-free. Are you gluten-free?
I'm not, but I know that it's gluten-free and vegan.
Okay.
That's the best one. I love the Amy soups. Anyways, okay, let's get into the next segment. Today, we are talking about our usual anti-sadness. This is a segment where you'd say, what are you doing this week to not be happy, but to be anti-sad? Because happiness is too unachievable. Let's just fight off sadness. You know what I'm saying? So my anti-sadness this week is I'm going to stop a negative anxiety thought dead in its tracks. What does that mean? Every time I think like I get one of my negative anxiety thoughts, let's just say that this, it would be, I don't want to be too specific because, but,
I do. I think you should.
I can't think of one. I don't know. Let's just say like, here's an easy one. Like work is never coming back, right? Like I'm not going to work in TV again because of the pandemic. So if that pops up, I just need to like zip it and be like, wait, oh, that's not real. That's anxiety. That's not me. That's not me. That's my anxiety. So I just need to kind of like call it out and move on.
I love that. I think it's great. I feel like every single thing I do is an anti-sadness exercise.
Explain.
I once told therapists that like, I feel like there is this giant like tsunami of like anger and fear and rage and depression, and it's crashing, and there's this wall, and I have built behind the wall the most fun carnival, fun house, roller coasters, dance clubs, fucking like non-addictive drugs, like it's just like the dream world, like literally concerts every night, so fun, and I am just like living there, and I'm like, I know that stuff is there, but I'm going to be in my play world carnival and have so much fun, and I trust that wall won't break down.
Holy shit.
So everything I do, I do to make myself not sad. Everything I do.
Can you give me some examples for this
week?
Yeah,
going for a run. I go for a run every day because I know it's going to make me really happy. It's going to make me euphoric. I'm going to have ideas. I've gotten so into TikTok. I'm going to make TikTok videos. Also, I hate to be annoying, but I really I love my job. I get to go and like hang out with like psychopaths like Esther and like actresses and like musicians. And I get to like gossip and laugh and make them feel glamorous and take pretty pictures. And that's my job.
We don't gossip. I feel like you make it a point to not gossip.
I don't mean gossip because I don't really gossip.
You mean like kiki. Giggle.
Yeah, like kiki and like talk and have fun.
And like look at like what's happening on Instagram.
Yeah, like, but like when I, yeah,
I feel
not
like
gossip.
We're a very positive vibe.
Yeah, for sure. Posy vibes, love. But I what? Also, I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like, yeah, everything I do to make myself anti-sad. And like during when the pandemic started, it was like my carnival, much like the real Disneyland, got closed down.
Mm.
And that was hard.
Yeah, that is hard.
But she's up and running.
Kind of. Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit bad. Like, I'm going to Whitney Cummings' house, hanging out.
Well, that actually is a car. That is like a never. She basically has taken over the throne of Michael Jackson in terms of like a Neverland sort of community where.
Of grooming.
And I don't know what price you are paying for this emotionally, but. There it is.
Yes. But we, you know, I feel like the access to COVID tests that we have in California has made it a little bit more possible to do things.
Totally.
I feel like you COVID test a lot.
I COVID test, yeah, I would say every 2 to 3 days minimum. And I wear my mask at all times.
Yeah.
But that's also for beauty reasons.
Yes, of course. I wear my mask whenever I'm out in the wild.
And I also, to be fair, Esther did want to wear a mask, but I said it didn't, it made the dirty look not work as well.
And I did just test, so it's, why, I hate, it's like, you know what? I'm a fucking...
Welcome to being what a gay man is. We're getting tested. This was a conversation anytime you hung out with anyone. You'd be like, when did you get tested last?
Is that true?
Yes. I would always keep my STD test on the bedside table. Like, welcome to the real world, Esther.
Wow. Wow. Good to know. Well, I was just going to say, it's like, there does seem to be a lot of like judgment online about masks. People who hate masks, people who need masks, like... I'm on the need mask side, but also I'll say, like, it is weird that, like, we are all so judgy of each other, because it's like, I am a grown adult and I am making the decisions that are right for me and right for those around me. So I choose to wear a mask when I'm out in the wild. And, you know, if someone comes here in my yard, I wear a mask. But if there's testing that's been, I trust the testing. I don't know. Now I feel like I'm doing a monologue and you just are going to, like, leave out the back door.
You just basically sound like a gangbang producer in, like, 2005 who's just like, listen, everyone's getting tested. That's when they know the choices. There's an inherent risk, baby. Like, that's sort of, like, the vibe. And the hair is not helping you sell that. The hair is also super, like, 2004 porn star. Like, you need a pierced nail. And a kid in the car.
Wait, is there such a thing as a pierced nail?
You've never seen pierced nails?
What is a pierced nail? Tell me.
It's a long acrylic nail that you literally get pierced, like with a hoop in it. You've never seen pierced nails?
No, I would think that the nail would shatter.
It's basically saying my nail is so fake that we can pierce it.
Wow. By the way, you just made me realize that a 2004 porn star is the ultimate... The ultimate look.
Well, that's why we're sick, doll.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's why we connect. Mm-hmm. That's why we're
Well, friends. Me and Esther are famously the same age.
Are we? I never know. I never know two things. Are you Jewish and are you older or younger than me?
Well, what year were you born? 1, 2, 3.
1988. Oh.
And when's your birthday?
March 2nd.
June 30th. So you're older than me by 2 months.
But what year did you graduate high school?
07.
See? That's so weird.
But I didn't get into kindergarten on my first try, okay? And I've told you this and you keep bringing it up.
So it's so weird that you're... So I have to actually was thinking the other day, I don't want to ask people their age anymore. I'm going to ask them what year did you graduate high school, because that tells me everything I need to know better than...
Yeah, but how annoyed would you be if someone's like, 2018, what do you mean?
I actually wouldn't be annoyed. I'd be like, wow, I have so much to learn from you because your generation is better than mine.
Oh, that generation is better than our generation.
I think we are the ultimate trash worst generation.
No, because boomers raised us. So we're trash like them. And Gen X raised Gen Z. So they're actually, they stand a fighting chance?
Hmm.
Is that the sentence?
Yeah, I guess so. But isn't it unfair? Whatever. It's unfair.
I feel like I'm really taking Esther Club off track too.
That's the point of you being here. No, that's good. That's what we want. But by the way, I feel like it's unfair that who's below us? Gen Y?
Gen Z, babe.
Gen Z. It's like they get to just know that it's okay when their thighs touch, but we weren't allowed that.
Well, no, in terms of like body positivity, they like listen, they have a really rough go of it now because of the environment and COVID and everything. So like they actually do have a rough go of it. Like we'll see how they persevere. But in terms of like being kind online and body positivity, like that's why I love TikTok. TikTok, it's much younger people than Instagram, and people are so much nicer to me on TikTok than they are on Instagram.
Wow. And I feel like on TikTok, they kind of have a hard time with my humor because my humor is my friends degrading me.
But that's their humor. That's not your humor. Your humor is not what your friends do to you.
I do like it, though. I don't dislike
Well, that's just your, like, fetish.
Stop it. Okay. Next segment is the taste of the week. This week's taste of the week. So a taste of the week is just, instead of a dish or a meal, it's what's a good taste that you're either craving, you've enjoyed this week, that you're trying to enjoy. So my taste of the week is a really good one.
Oh, my God. Wait, my mouth is watering. What do you want? What do you want?
Okay. So this is an ingredient that would commonly weirdly be added to a salad. Now, I hate salads, but this... this ingredient will make a salad so fucking good. It'll make it tangy. It'll make it mouth-watering. The ingredient of the week. The taste of the week. Mm-hmm. Pepperoncini.
Yeah, I love pepperoncini.
Wow.
They're great.
So tangy and...
Uh-huh.
just gives you a lot. Bang for your buck.
I haven't had one in so long because I haven't been to like a restaurant.
You needed like a Greek salad, right?
Yeah.
Or Italian salad?
Yeah, I don't really eat it. I mean, Italian salad, that's sad.
Why?
Italian salad is like, that's like 1999. Like, you like, no, it's like sad. That's like back to school night. Like,
iceberg.
There's an Italian salad. Like, help, please help yourself. Please help. We got another one in the back. In the back, we got another one. Please help yourself. Yeah, that's depressing to me.
What's your taste of the week? Do you have one?
You know what I talk about wanting every single day and I've never had is I want to try Wendy's breakfast.
What is it?
Wendy's makes breakfast now.
What is the breakfast?
And the ads are, it's all my ads are on Instagram.
So sad.
I talk about it so much. It's just like they're like giant jumbo egg McMuffins with like bacon, but like the bread looks really good and I don't know. I want to try Wendy's breakfast, but I won't do that. But I want to.
Hmm.
Does that not count? Did I get the assignment wrong?
No, you did. That was pretty much it. Okay.
Hey, you seem mad.
Okay, the next segment today is top five-ish. So we're going to go over our top five-ish movies, favorite movies.
Oh, my God.
I know. Is that weird for us?
Well, it's weird that you wouldn't like tell me that's what it was going to be. Do you want me to be on the spot? Angry?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So I'll do mine. So, and you don't have to do yours. I think you could do one.
Wedgie. Okay. Yeah.
So mine are Back to the Future parts 1 and 2. So that's two.
Those are cool. I love Back to the Future too.
So good. Like, can we recreate looks from that next? Young Frankenstein.
Haven't seen it.
Psycho.
It's weird that you like that.
I'm Norman Bates. That's why. And I'm Norman Bates' mother. Is that already four? Yeah. I have six. Catch Me If You Can.
Haven't seen it since the theater's Christmas Day. What is that, 2002?
I saw it then, too.
That's the day it came out, so.
Oh, no, I saw it on New Year's Eve. Okay. That came up last week. So, and then the sixth for the top five-ish is Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Just watched that movie for quarantine. Love it.
Really? What made you watch it?
I loved that movie growing up.
It's so
I loved
good.
That and Dick Tracy.
Old Hollywood cartoons. It's just, mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite movies that you're thinking of that are coming up?
Yeah. Sure? I love Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. That's
so good.
I will always watch that movie if it's on TV. It used to be on TV all the time. It's not, now you kind of have to find it, but we'll always watch that. I love Troop Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
What else comes to mind? I don't know if it's my favorite movie. Oh, Death Becomes Her.
Wait, how do we have all this? What's going on? That's like one of my favorite movies. I was Isabella Rossellini when I was little. Everyone told me I looked like her.
And now, a warning. That was good. Wait, was that good for a second?
Yeah, that was really good.
Death Becomes Her. And then I'll always will watch, but it has to be on E and it has to have commercials in it. And I want to see movies we love in the corner. Devil Wears Prada halfway through on E with commercials is my soul food.
Devil Wears Prada is really good.
It's a perfect movie.
Okay. I have a crush of the week and I'm pretty excited for this crush of the week to do it with you because I feel like you're going to really help me pile on to how much we love this person. This week's crush of the week is Fran Drescher. Fran Drescher is the crush of the week because she's a fucking beautiful, funny, talented icon. And I just feel like I just need to like say that out loud a few times while being filmed with a ring light on and a blonde wig. She like, I feel like was the first person who said like, you can be sexy and funny at the same time. She created her own show. She's a cancer survivor. She's a rape survivor. She's fucking killing life. She's such a wonderful person. She's when she was on Alone Together, she literally walked in and pulled some like janky ass air freshener out of the wall and was like, this is toxic, threw it away. I love her so much.
I mean, I think that there has been a huge Fran Drescher moment in the past year where everyone's really, especially on social media, looked at her clothes and all the Todd Oldhams and all the old like Moschino looks and everything, and people have appreciated it. But I feel like you have really, you're not like a new fair weather jump on the bandwagon fan. Like, you appreciate Fran.
That's very true. Yeah,
she was stunning,
so fucking gorgeous. And yeah, you kind of almost don't, I didn't even like think of that because she was so funny in her show. The Nanny is one of the best sitcoms. It's one of my favorite sitcoms, The Nanny and Seinfeld.
I never watched The Nanny, never seen an episode. And that's my truth, but I saw a Beautician on the Beast on the plane once and loved it.
That actually will qualify you as
that, a participant. That gives me something.
Do you have a crush of the
week? Okay, well, if we're going to play this game, you know who my number one diva queen of all time is that I told my age. It's not you, Esther. I don't know if you do, but my number one queen of all time is Rosie O'Donnell.
I knew it, yeah.
Okay, I've been watching old Rosie O'Donnell on YouTube. I actually watched Fran on Rosie. I'll send it to you.
Please.
And I just think Rosie O'Donnell is incredible. I think that there would not be Ellen, there would not be any of these talk shows the way that there are now. Say what you want about that. I just think that she's amazing. I really suggest everybody revisit old clips. If you want to feel good about life, watch old clips of The Rosie Show. She was so genuine, and I love her chemistry with Richard Simmons. So that's my crush of the week.
Wow, I love her. Can you share any favorite specific moments or more of what you like about her?
So she was just so authentic. She would go and she would talk, and there weren't like written jokes. She literally would talk to and just talk about sort of the way that Kelly Ripa does. She would talk about her day. But there is, if you can watch the last episode of her show, it's on YouTube, where she brings out like the guy who's the audience warm-up guy, and he doesn't know he's going to be brought up, and it's the last episode, and she gives him like a 10-minute segment where she's like, two times you've been sick working on the show, and we had someone fill in for you, and both times when you came back, you got a raise because we couldn't do the show without you. There aren't categories for what you do at the Emmys, but I want you to have my Emmys because we wouldn't do this.
Oh, I have the chills.
And I bought you a house.
Oh my God.
For your family. And he is so, it's just this like middle-aged, this comic who's just like, and it is so from the heart. It isn't like a stage thing where, you know, they're getting people to cry and like, and now we're going to present you this check. It is literally just from her heart. And that is Rosie O'Donnell. I'm just an OG fan. I just love her. Isn't that good?
Oh my God.
And he doesn't know this is happening.
Wow. You have such good taste in like who to worship.
Thank you. That should say a lot about you. That should make you feel good about yourself.
I think that
who have I chosen of my client? Like, who do I love like you, Esther, of my clients?
But I think that's more about your mental illness and what happened.
Yeah.
The bad things that happened to you.
It's all wrapped up in one, doll.
While I have you, favorite pop star of the moment? Like, who are you worshiping right
favorite
now in the pop
star?
World?
Okay, in the pop world, who do we love in the moment? Well, I'm obsessed with Kim Petras. I think Malibu should be the song of the summer. Malibu is incredible. We love Chromatica. Stan Chromatica. I mean, don't get me started.
What's your favorite song? Chromatica is Lady Gaga's album that came out this year during the pandemic. My favorite song is 911.
911 and Babylon and Alice. Yeah, 911, Babylon, Alice. I'm obsessed with. I thought she was amazing at the VMAs. I mean, there's been a lot of great.
The VMAs were so good.
Well, she was good, but the VMAs itself were haunted.
When I say the VMAs, I just mean her.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I don't watch any other
part. Oh, it was really weird, Esther. They had like digital crowds that would disappear. Like there would be people behind in like Kiki Palmer like cheering, and then it would be like Avengers like dust, and they would all disappear.
This is the thing. I've been asked to do stand-up shows like that, and I it's a little much for me. I'm not ready yet.
It's a little much for me as you wear this wig that I taped to your head. I like how you didn't ask and you just let me tape it to your head.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Oh, how you didn't ask?
No, I didn't ask. I just started putting tape on your forehead.
Tell them about the first time we met.
The first time I met, my agent was just like last minute, like, oh, like you're around this afternoon. Can you go do this girl, Esther Pavitsky? And I was like, well, she's got to be like a stunning Russian. With a name like that, she has to be this like stunning Russian fashion model who doesn't speak English. Like, when I heard Esther Pavitsky, I was like, oh, she's going to be stunning and cold. I can't wait. We'll get good pictures. And then I show up, and Esther greets me, and it was just an instant connection. And I said, Esther, what do you want to do with your hair? And I love my job. I'm a hairstylist. I take it seriously. And she goes, oh, I don't care. Hair doesn't matter. Hair just doesn't matter. And it wasn't, she didn't say like, oh, I don't care about my hair. My hair doesn't matter. She said, hair doesn't matter. As if, like, she had knew something that she wanted to tell me. Like, just so you know, like, I know you... This is what you do. It doesn't matter. And since then, I have made it my mission to make Esther care about hair.
Now, it doesn't sound really mean.
No, it wasn't mean at all. We literally got along great and we're like laughing. And it was actually, you were almost like, oh, you can literally, like if you want to like get a candle and pour hot wax in me, like I don't care.
That was my vibe, was I just liked you and thought you were so funny right away that I was like, my intention was, I don't care what you do. Whereas at the time I cared a little bit about makeup. Like I was pretty like had
your nails look cool on camera. Sorry, thank you. But they do.
I had like stress about what my makeup would look like back then, but I didn't about hair. But now I have.
But you also had long brown, like virgin hair.
Yeah,
like that came from a place of like you never had to worry about your hair.
That's true. It's a hair privilege. Yeah, I have hair privilege.
Follicularly privileged.
Thank you.
But yeah, that was the first time we met, and it was. I've made it my mission. And we've done a lot of crazy hair looks. I mean, for your special, which you all should watch on cc.com. We did a lot of hair looks. I was like, well, we have to make this pop and be graphic.
Yeah, you came through. And I'm also, Clay is like above me. So I'm always like, look, come when you can. Never come when you can't.
Shut up.
He is above me. He does like huge, huge stars. And he makes time to come hang out with me because he's ill.
I am sick and I'm twisted. But also, you're a year above me. You graduated 06. Like,
that's
I have
true.
To respect you.
I'm older than
I
you.
I have to respect you that you graduated in 06.
I'm a senior, you're a junior.
I'm a junior, so it's like you're the cool senior who's hanging out with me.
Wow. I'll take that. Now, for the hair girls watching at this episode of Esther Club as we're about to end it, is there any... I know you've been doing a lot of really useful TikToks lately that are like going viral like crazy about like drugstore hair products and like how to do specific waves and stuff. Check out Clay's TikTok for sure. And obviously follow him on Instagram at Clayton Hawkins on both. But can you give me any kind of like drugstore product or like hair tip? Like what can you give me fast and loose on the fly, on the spot? Like what tip can I walk away from you?
Yeah, so the number one thing I will say for everyone is that you're using all of your aerosol cans wrong. Like all of your hairsprays, all that stuff, dry shampoos, you have to hold it so far away from your head. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Show us how far.
So most people literally are like, oh, Esther hates hairspray.
Don't spray it.
So most people,
I hate hairspray.
So hair doesn't matter. So most people literally even will spray here. What is this? Like 6 inches away, seven inches away. And they think that that's good enough. No. It'll make your hair wet. Or if you have a dry shampoo, it'll like deposit. People will be like, I can't use dry shampoo. It leaves residue on my hair. You actually literally have to like, it's so out of frame. Like you need to do it like a mile away from
here. I'm going to hold it and you show me what's right.
Yeah. Like pretty much from there. Yeah. That far away.
An arm's length.
Yeah. Arm's length away. And you will Every product you have will work so much better.
I'm seeing a trainer. I'll look better soon.
But I say all that to say is that like you can buy the most expensive product. You can buy like the Orbay, which is fabulous. I mostly just use Orbay and Arnco. If you're using it wrong, if you're not holding it far away, you might as well be using like a Aquanet.
So it's just like imagine you're taking...
It has to oxidize before
imagine you're
your
taking
head.
A cool selfie.
We talked about like the tongue thing. We genuinely talked about it.
Okay.
Just know she's aware.
You guys, this has been Esther Club. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And Clayton is a freaking social media superstar. So make sure that you follow him and tell him that you saw him on Esther Club. So he fucking knows.
And I also have a sickness where like I will respond to people's DMs and like be nice and like...
So he's
follow
accessible.
Me. Follow me. I'm very accessible. I'm not quite a superstar.
He is, but he doesn't know it. You guys, thank you so much for listening. And do I have any announcements? I don't remember. Well, I'll add them down below and we'll see.
No, you have an announcement. What is it?
I don't remember.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.